You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. I'm your host, Laura Alexander Wittig, CEO and founder of Brightly, the number one destination for conscious consumers around the world. At Good Together, we value the planet over perfection and believe that you can make positive things happen for the planet every day by being a conscious consumer and an informed citizen. Listen in as I chat with various experts about living and consuming responsibly. Together, listeners, I am so excited to welcome Kate McLeod to the podcast today. We are going to talk about all things waterless beauty because she has this product that she has come up with called the Daily Stone. I'm obsessed with it. It's a lotion. It's just something that, like, actually, I want to say it might have been one of the first waterless beauty products I ever ran into. So excited to meet you and chat with you. Like, Aww. Let's just chat all about it.
You are so sweet. I am so honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, Kate, I wonder if you can give our listeners just like a really brief intro of you and sort of about your company.
Totally. So my name is Kate, and probably around like 5 or 6 years ago now, I started what is now known as Kate McLeod and the Body Stone in my kitchen. And a little bit of a background on me. I was a pastry chef. I actually started after school, after university in finance, found out very quickly that it was not for me.
Yep.
And ended up in culinary school. And when people ask me what it is that I do today, I say that really, like, above all else, I am a maker. I love to use my hands. I love to make things with my hands. Life kind of brought me everywhere. And I actually even had a little made-to-order bakery abroad in London for a bit. And eventually I came back to the US and I was in New York. And cooking in New York is a very different beast than cooking in a lot of other cities. And just randomly, it was my sister-in-law who one day in the summer, as you can see, I'm very fair-skinned and I had...
Same.
I burn very easily and I was putting some lotion on some sunburn and she grabbed the bottle out of my hands and she was very blunt and like beautifully aggressive and said, you know, this is garbage and threw it out and came back from her kitchen cabinet with a chunk of cocoa butter. Have you ever seen raw cocoa butter?
I don't think so. No, tell us about it.
Okay, so it is, raw cocoa butter is not like shea butter. It's not like mango butter or anything like that. It's hard.
Okay.
It's a rock hard solid. It actually has a melting point that's really, really similar to our core inner body temperature. So if you're going to put it on your skin, it's not going to melt that easily. You're really going to have to work with it and like blend it into your body. And when she gave it to me, she was like, this is going to take a while. And she looked at me and she said, you also really need to spend some time with yourself. So I think this is great for you. And the deeper meaning of that, yeah, I know, went over my head at the time. But I reluctantly, I worked it into my skin. And I was so amazed at the overnight results. I had always loved cocoa butter, but I, like you, hadn't actually seen it in its raw form. I was very used to cocoa butter lotions that I would find in drugstores, which on average contain around like 1.5 to maybe 3% cocoa butter. And the rest is all like fillers and other things that make it easier to work with. So I brought the cocoa butter home, and cocoa butter is the fat of the cocoa bean. Just so everyone understands, we're not talking about coconut here. We're talking about cacao, like chocolate cocoa bean. I thought, I bet you I could work with this like I work with chocolate. And I had been based in Paris for a while and made truffles and was used to tempering. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I had also just discovered, I was actually my yoga teacher training at the moment, and had just done a section on Ayurveda. And I'd really, it was for the first time for me discovering, wow, this is incredible. You can put so many different base oils like sesame oil or avocado oil or coconut oil on your body.
Yep.
And so I thought, what if I melted the cocoa butter down and brought in oils, basically as if I was making a ganache? And if I could add in and incorporate enough oils, I could lower the melting point to enhance that application process of the cocoa butter so it could glide right on my skin. Because, you know, when you bite into a truffle, the ganache is that bit in the center, and it has that, you know, it just melts so beautifully. And so for years, I actually made this mixture and poured it into mason jars next to the shower, and I would dig it out with a wooden spoon, and I'd make a little ball, and I'd smash it in between my hands, and I'd rub it all over my body after a shower. And what I found is that days that I did this, days that I put it on, they were better days. And they were days that moment of connection with myself, it fueled my desire to want to get out and connect with other people. Mm. And this ended up being my self-care practice, like such a meaningful ritual to me. And when my husband and I were getting married, I wanted to share it with everyone. And he looked at me and said, you know, everyone's just going to throw the jar out. Like, you've got to do it in a different way. Oh. And I poured it into my old silicone baking molds. And I actually made like little cannelés, which is like little French custard. Yeah. and people really liked it. And I started sharing it more and more. And the pastry was a little too cutesy for me, but people were like, you know, this looks good enough to eat. And I actually said to them, you know, it's all food grade. And I eventually found a mold manufacturer, and I brought it into a shop in 2017 in Tribeca. And things have grown from there. Sorry, that was a little long-winded, but that's
this is a podcast. There's no such thing. I love it. Well, I mean, it's so interesting to me that you were able to like take your food background, specifically pastry, and you know, the chocolate piece. Like, I had that, I didn't even make that connection until you went into it. But that's so interesting, and it's like such an alchemy story, right?
The fact that we treat the cocoa butter, or the fact that I have this pastry background, and I'm bringing that in, it's actually really, it's a very important point, because what makes the body stone different, in the beginning you said, you know, we're one of the first waterless solid products out there. We're not the first. There have been solid lotion bars in the past, but I really dare you to find a lotion bar, or whatever we're calling them.
Yep.
I think lotion's kind of I don't love that word, because there's so much water in lotion.
Yeah, it's true.
Find one that doesn't have beeswax or shea butter or other stabilizers. To me, all of that stuff feels so sticky on the skin. It rubs and it tugs. And what makes the body stone to me so magical, I can show you here. I mean, you have one, but I'm just going to like rub it on. it literally does just glide on. And it's not like a typical butter. Because it's properly tempered, it melts so lightly. It's not thick. It's not heavy. It doesn't rub or tug. It just glides on like silk in this really nice light layer. And that's so enjoyable, regardless of the season or time of day. And so because we approach this from a food angle, that's so important to me. That's actually, as we get into talking about sustainability, we still produce our product in-house. And that has, what we found out after the fact, it has hugely lowered our carbon emissions.
We
approach this as food, and that is integral to like our identity and why the Body Stone is the way it is.
Oh, I mean, it's so interesting. And actually, let's get into a little bit of the concept of waterless beauty, because you and I talked a little bit at the top of the hour. So as somebody who has tried bar shampoos, lotion bars, all of these things in the course of my daily job, right? Like at Brightly, we're testing products all the time. Yeah. One thing that I've always kind of struggled with is the application. Like, okay, what do I do? Do I turn it over in my hands a bunch of times to like get a lather going? Or like, do I have to like coat my hands? And so one of the interesting things I found about your product specifically was, that it did actually just glide. And I wasn't like sitting here like, okay, what am I supposed to do with it? And I think from an innovation perspective, the application is really cool. But then obviously the fact that I'm not having myself to like go, if it was a traditional lotion, right? Like go and like make a bunch of pumps and like wait for it to dry and just totally. Bleh, right?
What's really interesting is kids, watching kids with the Body Stone.
Oh, okay.
When I started this, I did not have little ones. And now I have an almost 3-year-old and a 4.5-month-old.
Oh my gosh.
And even my little girl, my 4.5-month-old little girl, I will actually take one of our stones that doesn't have essential oils, and I will give her a foot massage and rub it into the curves of her feet. And her feet, like, she hugs around it. And with my son, he hates sunscreen. He like will not put on lotion. He will proactively take the Body Stone and he lies down on his belly and he goes, "Mama, give me a massage."
Oh.
But he loves the feel of it. And I think kids get it. Like lotion feels sticky. It's not, it's not nice. And again, I just think that we've pumped the cocoa butter with as much oil as possible so that when you touch it to your skin, it glides off. There are only 5 core ingredients. We have the cocoa butter, and then it's sweet almond, apricot kernel, avocado, and fractionated coconut oil. That's it. And I think you can really feel that as it goes on, because we've actually layered the oils. They go in that order. And like sweet almond oil and apricot kernel oil, especially like apricot kernel oil is one of my favorite oils. The chemical composition, it's very, very similar to your skin's own natural oil.
Okay.
So all of these oils, avocado is a little bit thicker, and our coconut oil, we use fractionated coconut oil, which is MCT oil, which actually absorbs through human skin. So the cocoa butter plus these 4 oils, they not only melt on very easily, but they absorb. And it's the oils were chosen to be very cooling and to also not feel greasy. And I just think with some solid products out there, as we talked about with like stabilizers and other ingredients that might be easy for a contract manufacturer to work with, they don't necessarily feel great on the skin.
No, you're totally right. And like, you know, everybody's done the dance where you're like waiting for lotion to dry and then you can't put your clothes on it. It's just, no one likes it. And so one of the interesting things, like in addition to talking about the specific ingredients in your product, I mean, just even thinking about the concept of waterless beauty. So listeners, if you haven't tried, I mean, listen, everybody's tried a soap bar in your life.
Yeah.
So if you haven't tried any of what we've talked about earlier, you've definitely used a soap bar. But I feel like we as a society went from, I mean, just like anything else, when we talk about single-use plastic or, you know, convenience factors, for some reason, right? Like we started to go from experiencing things more or less in these solid bar formulations to having to consume shampoos, et cetera, in these giant bottles made of plastic where, you know, product beauty, the average beauty product we found actually contains anywhere from 60 to 85% water. So like that is a, you know, just showing you like
I actually think that's a kind.
You think that's a kind one? Ooh, what do you actually think it is?
No. I don't think it's ever as low as 60. Really like people do not realize that like the majority. Yeah. You're talking like 80% water. And that's why some people look at the body stone and they're like, oh, it's a little small. And I'm like, what I like to tell people about waterless beauty is think of it as a concentrate.
Yes.
This is like a little goes a long way.
Yep.
And this really touches into another concept that is really near and dear to my heart of doing more with less.
Yes.
We not only have all of these beauty products that are pumped with water and in plastic bottles, but we also have beauty lines that have 27 different products. And
yeah, it's like, it's just forget it, right?
It's really, like my personal opinion, it's not really needed. You know, we have the body stone and we have the face stone, and the face stone is both. Like, I love that they're both multi-use. Like, the body stone is a massager. Some of them can be used as a lubricant. They're incredible if you have not used the sex stone. It's amazing. It's also a full body moisturizer. My mama stone is also a nipple balm. It can be used for perineal massage as you're preparing to give birth. Our face stone is a facial massager. It is a highlighting stick. It is the most incredible makeup base you will ever use in your life. It gives you, like, this incredible base just to like rub makeup into, like set it, like it lasts all day. It's amazing.
Okay.
It gives you a beautiful glow. So sorry, I'm getting off topic here, but to bring us back, this concept of like doing so much more with so much less. And these are, they're concentrates. A little goes a really long way.
Well, and just, having that visualization technique is really important, because you're right. We oftentimes hear, oh, well, this seems expensive because it's so small, or, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I think you're right. If you think about a product actually just being a concentrate of something else, then it makes so much more sense, right? Like it's so interesting. And of course, also expense oftentimes comes back to the quality of the ingredients, right? So I'm sure you hear that oftentimes too, right? Like, oh, is your product too expensive or whatever? Like, how do you typically respond to that as well?
oh my goodness. You know, I work with one of my really good friends, and go over that way. One of my really good friends had heard about this for years of what I was doing.
Yeah.
And then she walked into our workshop in the Hudson Valley, and her jaw dropped. And she goes, oh my goodness. You're actually making like hundreds of them in here, and you're hand wrapping them in linen, and you're tucking them into your bamboo canisters.
Yeah.
This is one of my very good friends. And I have told you, I've sent you pictures. And she said, you know, Kate, I don't think you actually get it until you see it.
Yeah.
This is a labor of love. Like, buying a body stone is truly, what I say when I get that comment is that this is like going to a bakery. Everything comes back to the kitchen for me. And we can talk about my packaging, but it literally all came from my kitchen. This is like going to your favorite bakery, and someone was up at 3 or 4 that morning rolling and prepping your croissant or your scone and putting it in the oven. And this was not produced on a manufacturing line with like just, you know, squirted into a bottle. It was wrapped with love, and it was tucked in to its canister with intention, and it was made with ingredients where we've done the background searches and we know where these things are coming from. And then I do just remind people that it is a concentrate. And
yes,
it is absorbing into the skin. There's no alcohol in this. There's no water to help it evaporate. So you might find that, like, if you're using a lotion every day, lotions have alcohol, so they're continually drying out your skin.
Yeah.
So when you use the body stone, you might not use it every day. So it could last you much, much longer.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. And actually, I'm glad that you mentioned packaging, because that was another thing I noticed that was really cool about your product, which, you know, you said it came from your kitchen. It's making sense now. Yeah. So listeners, the stone comes wrapped in linen, and then the just like the enclosure reminded me of like a salt cellar. Is that kind of where it came from?
Yeah. Honestly, so I was at that point. I had gotten the mold of the body stone. I was like, okay, we're going to do this. And I was so excited. I walked into this packaging fair in Flatiron in like 2016, and I left in tears. They were not, some people were not very nice to me.
I'm sorry.
But I was in this huge beauty packaging fair, and I realized that there was no, what I was looking for didn't exist. And a bunch of people pulled me aside and they were like, look, just melt this thing down, put it in a deodorant stick and be done with it. Yeah. And to me, going back to that deeper meaning of the product, it was so important. I got such a spiritual benefit from holding the product in my hands, from that connection of touching it to my skin and that moment of connection with my body. That I didn't want to put it in a deodorant stick. I wanted you to be able to hold it. So I was looking for like some sort of dish, and I couldn't, all these plastics, my goodness, the minimum order quantities on these things are scary.
And, yes.
And I think actually packaging is a big part of the problem, because there's so many existing like types, and then companies just try and fit into literally these molds.
Yep.
But I couldn't afford, like, this was just me out of my apartment. So I went home and I spotted a salt canister over on my windowsill, and I opened up my laptop and, I started researching bamboo canisters.
Yep.
And I found a small company that would do a tiny order for me. I sent them a design that night. And I think it was 3 months later, I had 500 bamboo canisters sitting at the foot of my bed in Brooklyn.
Oh my gosh.
And that's how it got started. And yes, the linen was actually originally like a really high grade cheesecloth. And I wanted to wrap it up and protect the stone in the canister. So a few points on the linen. The linen is compostable. We have a lot of people who also use the linen. Like, you can dip the linen into a jar of like coconut oil and use it as a makeup remover.
Oh, cool.
It's completely compostable. The bamboo canister is amazing because it's refillable. So we sell refills in recyclable cardboard boxes. And then you can just, so you only have to buy the bamboo canister once. You can just keep dropping your stone in. What's really great about it, first of all, it stacks in a makeup cabinet.
Yeah.
And it keeps the body stone, it repels water. So it keeps it dry in a damp, moist bathroom. Bamboo is also a super sustainable crop.
Yeah.
And then if you happen to end up with more than one canister, there's a lot of these in my house. My dad even like will throw like his screws and his nails, and his workshop is now like bamboo canisters.
You can always put salt in there too, yeah. Right? Yes.
There you go. what's really great, just before we move on, is that when you get to the end of your body stone, unlike a plastic bottle, which will have little bits of, you know, lotion left at the bottom, your body stone will eventually come down to a small disc and then break apart, because it's not a stone, it's cocoa butter and oil.
Yep.
And save those small pieces, and then pour yourself a hot bath, throw them in, they'll melt, you'll soak, you'll merge like this moisturized goddess. It'll just be, it's a lovely experience. So nothing goes to waste.
Well, and I mean, that's just so exciting, and no plastic, right? I mean, that we are recording this during Plastic Free July. And I feel like, you know, most listeners, we all are very familiar with the impact of single use plastic on our lives and on the environment. But from a sustainability perspective, you know, making sure that we are all supporting products that are very, very plastic free as much as possible. Yours is 100%, which I love. Sometimes it's hard to get 100%, but yours is, which is wonderful. And then also looking for products that are using better ingredients, that are easily transportable, not super heavy. So we talked briefly about like how the average beauty product has a ton of water in it. When we think about a carbon emissions perspective, right, it's very heavy to move these things across. So tell me a little bit about that. Like, tell me about carbon emissions as your product.
Yeah, I wanted to have some statistics in front of me. You know, we recently partnered with Bluebird, which is this really cool, like, look them up. It's Bluebird.
Yes, love Bluebird. Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
And what I found out was that because our body stones are waterless, that saves 52% of emissions during transportation. If you buy a refill, that generates 55% less carbon emissions than buying if you buy like at least four or five refills than buying the same in water-filled lotion bottles. And then lastly, and this is really, I found this really fascinating, but it makes sense, because we actually produce everything in our own workshop and we work mostly with US suppliers for our packaging, we cut down carbon emissions from transportation by upwards of 50%.
That's huge. And honestly, listeners, if you've never tried to make a product on your own, being able to do it from this perspective is so difficult. Like, being able to make it close by, utilizing US things, like, you know, just like Kate was saying, like, you can go, if you say, okay, I want to do X, Y, and Z, you can go to a trade show.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff there is not going to be environmentally friendly. Oh. Most of it's going to be brought in from very far away places. And it all adds up, especially when we think about just, you know, household carbon emissions and things like that. So, you know, having to, you know, do the hard work on the end from the entrepreneurial's perspective does not go unnoticed.
You know, what was really cool though about this is that, like, it was kind of, now it's a major part of our brand and we will keep it and we love it. But
yep.
Sometimes like, necessity is the mother of invention. And I was starting this at my kitchen table and I just used what I knew, and it kind of became like, it was almost like accidentally sustainable. And now I love what it is, but in some ways, like, actually using things that were local and nearby and being creative, that was so much easier than, say, having to go out and get funding and placing a minimum order quantity of like 10 to 20,000 for plastic bottles. And we're very, very proud though to be plastic free. And we also have recently joined 1% for the Planet and became climate neutral certified.
That's awesome. Us too. So yes, we're also 1% for the Planet members and climate neutral. I think both of those organizations are so, you know, impactful when it comes to being able to understand, like, what a company is actually prioritizing when they think about, like, the way they run their business. I think there's so many confusing certifications and labels and things out there, but I can tell you right now, listeners, like, definitely 1% for the Planet's wonderful. Climate neutral is great. I am excited about companies like Bluebird helping companies understand their carbon emission and carbon footprint a little bit more. So fascinating. Kate, so just kind of being mindful of time and kind of wrapping things up, I like to ask all of our guests the same question at the end of the podcast, because I'm always fascinated to hear what their take is. So this question is, from where you sit, be it a, you know, entrepreneur in the space or just somebody observing the world, like, what is exciting you the most about the ethical and sustainable lifestyle movement right now?
I'm going to share the first thing that came to my mind. I've lived in a few different countries and spent a lot of time in Mexico, in different parts of Mexico and in South Africa. And there have been places where I've woken up in the middle of the night because it's still a really common practice to burn trash.
Yes.
And burnt plastic has a really, like, it's toxic. It has a really heavy smell. And I've woken up in the middle of the night and you can feel it on your chest. And this might be a little woo-woo to some people, but you can just, like, feel the earth crying. It's just like, it's like, ouch, it hurts. It hurts my lungs. It's like, it's just, it's hurting the earth.
Yeah.
And I think I look back to those packaging fairs and I like all of those bottles. Like if you walk into like a Harmon Cosmetics or like anybody, like all of those bottles are going to wind up somewhere. And what's so exciting to me is like, let's cut back on them. Let's start putting our money where our mouth is. Like if you're going to be, this is a very strong opinion, but I don't actually know how you can call yourself a sustainable brand and still be packaging your product in a plastic bottle. That's kind of mind-blowing to me. So I love that we're headed, like more people are using materials like bamboo, like recyclable glass. And that's becoming something that people are aware of and demand. They're voting for it. They're pushing for it with their wallet. We need it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's so important. And yeah, I think we are the average person. If they knew the impact of plastic, I think they would literally just like their mind would be blown. And so that's one of our goals here is to blow as many minds as we possibly can talking about plastic.
I love that.
Right?
Oh, it was. Yeah, I love that. It's been so much fun speaking with you.
Yes, Kate. Thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, we're going to include a bunch of links to, you know, Kate's products. We actually, if you're listening to this podcast during July, we have the Daily Stone available for purchase.
The Daily Stone is scented with rose, frankincense, and neroli. That rose is going to be super calming. Frankincense is one of the oldest healers on the planet and gives it a bit of spice. And that neroli, that's just going to give you a little like citrus zest and bounce in your step.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Kate. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. To get show notes and more, head to brightly.eco/podcast. And as a special thank you to our listeners, use code GOODTOGETHER to get 10% off all products in Brightly's brand new shop full of planet-positive swaps for your home. Finally, don't forget to join in on the conversation with us on social, where I know you can find us at brightly.eco. Don't forget, we're all on this journey together, so have fun putting the planet first and stay curious.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.